Hey guys, I'm back with another episode today. Oh my god, you guys, I have tried to record this episode 2 times and I had to delete it twice because, like, Lord. Alright, y'all, I had to delete it twice because I keep blowing my nose because I have this bad sinus infection, and obviously when I'm recording, I don't want y'all to hear me blow my nose, and I didn't want y'all to hear that, so I had deleted the second time because my daughter starts yelling. She's finally up and she's like, turn my TV on. So I'm like, oh my god. I try to record in the morning sometimes because it's easier because it's quiet, but this morning it's not really working out. So anyway, you guys, I just want to talk to you guys about just some little things. Like, I want to talk to you guys about my therapy session that I had yesterday and just some stuff like that, and update you a little bit about what's going on with me. I went to therapy yesterday. I told you guys I was going to therapy because I wanted to talk to my therapist about some of the things that I was dealing with in my life, like my depression, my anxiety, my relationship, and just other stuff. And we talked about everything. I will say some stuff that she gave me was good advice. Like, I was telling her, like, how me and my boyfriend communicate differently and how, you know, he's not big on texting or talking on the phone, but I am. And I even had this talk with my boyfriend, too, prior to going to the appointment. I was like, you know, I wish he would text me more or call me more. And he was just like, I'm going to work on it, I promise. But when I was telling my therapist about it, she was like, it's a blessing to have a man that's not glued to his phone. It's a blessing to have a man that's not on social media. She was like, the best interactions you can have when dating is that face-to-face or talking on the phone. But she said, texting, I don't understand why people text. She said, texting is just not dating. That's not reality. And I never thought about it that way, because in every relationship that I've had, I've always texted the person majority of the time. We talk on the phone talk on the phone as well. But I guess it is true that face-to-face interaction does mean more, and that phone call means more than just a text. And I completely get it. And I had to kind of understand it, because with me, I look at things differently sometimes until somebody gives me a different perspective. But I realized that I kind of felt bad because he said, oh, I'm going to work on it, which he has been doing really great with his communication. But I don't want him to feel like he has to change himself either, because after going to therapy, it's like an eye opener. I realized that, you know, our face-to-face interactions are amazing. Our phone call interactions are amazing. And texting is great too, but you know, a lot of times texting is just easier for a lot of people because you get busy during the week. Like, during the week, Monday through Friday, my schedule's chaotic. You know, I'm getting up at 5 in the morning. I'm getting my daughter ready for school. I'm getting ready for work. I'm dropping her off at daycare or dropping her off at school to get on the bus. And then I have to go to work. I'm working from 8 to 5. And then when I get off, it's like, got to go pick my daughter from daycare. Got to come home. We got to get in the door. We got to eat dinner. We got to get our baths, our showers. We got to watch maybe an hour or two of TV if we have time, then we go to bed. So, and then for his schedule, you know, Monday through Friday, he works from, I think he gets off at 3:30 every day. He goes in like way earlier than me. I think he goes in at like 6 o'clock and he gets off at like 3:30. And, you know, we live an hour away, by the way. We both live an hour away from each other. And, you know, he has to come home, try to rest for the next day, play video games with his friends, spend time with his family. That's usually what he does. And then he goes to bed and does all over again. So we both have such busy, crazy schedules. And, you know, and we're both in the process of wanting to get new cars. Like, we have cars, but we want newer cars. I'm going to get my car next month. I mean, and not next month, but in December. And he's going to get his car soon, too. So it's just like, our schedules are so chaotic and so crazy. We don't always have time to just stop and kind of smell the roses and really be like, all right, we got to do this differently. So it is a lot. It is stressful sometimes, you know, but I don't think I would change anything about who he is or who I am, because truthfully, you know, dealing with my anxiety and depression has been rough too, and that's something he knows about as well, and he's been trying to help me through it because he was in therapy for that, I think he was in therapy for depression at 1.2, and he had a different type of therapist than mine. His therapist is more like, this is what you need to do, not really, I wouldn't say babying him, but the therapist was just like, you need to do this in order to get better or whatever. And he kind of took I think his advice, and now he comes to me like, hey, you need to kind of do some of the stuff that my therapist taught me, just to incorporate with the stuff your therapist is teaching you so that you can get better. And I kind of realized, like, a lot of the things and the ways that I am, a lot of the things that have happened to me in my past keep affecting my future. I don't want to live in my past anymore. I think I've lived there for so many years, and that's what's affecting me. You know, I think I've let the past hurt me. And like my therapist said, I got to start saying, it's over. It's over. And it is over. You know, what those people did to me, they're gone now. They can't affect me or do anything to me anymore. They're gone. It is over. And I got to move on from that, you know. And I just want to be happy, truly happy. I want to do what I have to do to be happy. I don't want to spend so much of my time and so much of my life worrying about my past or the people who hurt me or what didn't work out or what could have been and what wasn't. You know what I mean? I spend so much time worrying about things that I shouldn't be, that shouldn't have any effect on me. And that's something that bothers me and it bugs me, because it shouldn't be affecting me. And I'll be honest with you guys, my boyfriend is very blunt. He's very honest. He's not going to sugarcoat things with me. The one thing I will say, he sees right through me. Most people can't. But no matter what I'm doing, or whether my words, my actions, or my mannerisms, or what I'm doing, he just notices things, and he'll just call me out, and I'll be like, what? And he's like, I know. And I'm not used to that, I think, because I'm used to, like, being able to kind of go, like, hide in a sense and cover up how I'm feeling or what I'm doing. And with him, I can't. You know, it's like I can't run away from him with how I'm feeling or whatever, because he just can read me. And he's always good at reading me. And I'm like, darn it, he's never been wrong yet. So, and that's something I'm not used to, but I'm also grateful that he is able to see through me and get to the bottom of things with me. But I'm also grateful because he's teaching me so much about myself and about, you know, just standing up for myself, being able to express myself. Like, he's teaching me to change the narrative, you know, and I appreciate it. And, you know, it makes me happy, you know, because I know sometimes I can be hard to love. I can be hard to get along with just by my mood swings, sometimes my moody ways, as he says, I'm moody. But I want to change that narrative, you know. I want to change the narrative altogether. And I want to be happy. I do. I don't want to be unhappy. I don't want to be sitting around, like, feeling a certain way or not feeling a certain way, and just allowing all these things and emotions to kind of eat away at me. You know, I don't want to feel that way. I want to be happy when I wake up every day. I want to be, you know, living life and enjoying it, you know. And that's the biggest thing for me, is just happiness, you know. And nothing is perfect, you guys. Nothing is perfect. But my therapist, we went over a lot. Like, far as the depression, she's concerned. She's talking about, like, if I have suicidal thoughts and all these things, and how she would have to report that just for my protection, and she just wants to make sure I'm okay, and I completely get it. And my boyfriend is, like, agreeing, of course. He's agreeing because he's like, we just want you to be okay, and I get that. You know, I want to be happy, you guys. I feel like I deserve that. I feel like I don't even allow myself to be happy because I've been through so much hurt in my past that it affects everything. And, you know, I want to move on from that. I don't want to let every little thing that happens bothers me, you know. You know, but I learned a lot in therapy yesterday. Things and tools that I'm going to take into my everyday life. I'm definitely going to be more open to, you know, saying what it's over every day, it's over, and not allowing things to affect my daily life, I'm definitely going to be more open to my boyfriend's suggestions and helping me. Because I think a lot of times I'll be like, he tries to help me and I'm like, yeah, no, whatever. But I'm learning to like let him in more, you know, and express myself more and not feel bad for expressing myself. You know, and standing up for myself more. Like, those are things that I have to work on and things I have to change. And that's what I'm working on doing. Yeah. I think the future is going to be bright. I think the future is going to be bright. I just have to change some things. I really do. It's not, you know, just learn to be bright, you guys. I just have to learn how to be better and change some things, because that's really the only way I can change and get better. Hold on, guys. So sorry, y'all. Like, I'm so congested. Like, can't stop blowing my nose. It's like, I don't want you guys to hear me, so I'm trying to take the headphones off to do it. But, oh my god. Super congested right now. I'm trying to finish this recording, but every time I try to record, somebody walks in, or something. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so yeah. But, I'm just trying to, you know, grow and get better and change the narrative. And just be better all around. You know. And I'm just learning how to be better. You know. That's really what it is about. Just trying to be better, you know. Better than I was yesterday or the day before. And changing the narrative. You know. It really is about that, you know? And like I said, my boyfriend, he's really big on family. Like, he's so family-oriented. Like, he believes that if you live with your parents, or if you have your own place, let your parents live with you, because he believes in, like, family is everything. You know, he's from the Caribbean island, so he's from St. Thomas, and he's really big on family. And I'm big on family, too, but to a certain extent. I am big on family. I love family. I think family's great, but I'm that person that feels like sometimes you need space from your family, because family will also drive you crazy sometimes if you love them. And he feels differently about that, of course. He's like, no, family is everything. So he does a lot with his family. Like, when he's not with his friends, when he's not with me, he's with his family, because his family means, you know, everything to him, you know. And I respect that, and I'm glad he's family oriented. I really, really am, because I am too. It's just that sometimes I'm the one that feels like sometimes you need breaks, but I feel like I need breaks from everybody. That's just me. But even within this relationship, me and him are on the same page. Like, we both feel like it's okay to be with your partner, but it's also okay to have time alone sometimes. And I was telling my coworker about that, and she was like, well, if you give your man too much time alone, he'll cheat. And I'm like, and my boyfriend was like, yeah, if he's a cheater, he'll do it, but if he's a good guy, he's not going to cheat on you. And I was like, yeah, because we both believe that it's okay to have space sometimes. I'm a firm believer that you can be with your boyfriend all day long, or your girlfriend all day long, but you also need space sometimes to clear your head and just have like a day to yourself or something. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that the relationship is failing. It just means that you're just taking some time for yourself. That's healthy, you know, healthy boundaries. So, you know, but I am happy, you guys. And I do believe, I really do believe that this is going to be it for me. I'm happy. I'm glad that I'm able to talk about these things with him and talk about the things with my therapist and just get to a common ground, like a place of like pure happiness and me not worrying or me not stressing over things that normally affect me, you know? I think I spent so much time worrying, like, oh, if he didn't text me this time, or if he didn't call me around this time, what is he doing this and that? And it's like so silly, because I'm like, Sherelle, the reality is not everybody's big on phones like you are. And that's so true. They're just not, people are not big on being on their phones, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? But for the most part, like, I'm grateful, I'm happy, and I'm just going to continue to keep going with this relationship and just seeing what God continues to do for me and him and blesses us and just keep going. You know, nothing is perfect, and I completely, you know, get that, and I'm okay with that. You know, nothing's perfect. I just got to keep living my life. That's all I can really do. I have a vacation coming up next month, you guys, and I cannot wait. I took 3 days off. One day I have to take my daughter to the dentist because she has a dentist appointment on the 17th, I think, at like 1:30. So I got to take her to that. So that day, I can't really do much because as soon as I wake up, get her to school, I got to pick her up at 1:30. I mean, I'll pick her up at 12. Her appointment's at 1:30, so I'm going to pick her up at like, I probably will get her at 12, though, to be truthful honest with you, just because it's just easier to pick up at 12 o'clock because her appointment's not till 1:30, and then we'll probably go to her appointment. We'll probably stop back by the house, and I'll get her stuff dropped off, and then I'll pick her up, and we'll go to her appointment, and then, yeah, so she'll be home for the rest of the day after that, and we'll probably just chill. And then Thursday and Friday, I took off too. So those 2 days, I'm hoping to do some things with my boyfriend during the day. Like, I'm hoping during the day, me and him can, like, you know, I know he has to work. If he can take off from work, we can do something during the day, because that'll be so cool. During the day, I don't do much anyway, so I was thinking about getting him that morning, and then we just chill from that morning till, we'll see what happens with that. But that's what I'm looking forward to on my vacation, just doing some fun stuff with him on those 3 days that I'm off. That'll be awesome. But I don't know, you guys, like, I'm grateful for everything that is continuing to happen in my life and the changes that are coming, and I just realized I gotta work on some things and change some things about myself in order for my relationship to work, in order for me to be healed and be better, you know. Like, my boyfriend was like, I knew when I met you that you were healing from something. He said, because I was in that same situation like a year or two ago where I was healing from something, and he's like, I already knew. And he was like, I think that's fine. He's like, because I'm here to help you. And those are sweet things, you know. Like, he sees that in me and he wants to help me, and that is something that I am healing from, a lot of past trauma, and I still am trying to figure it all out, and I'm getting there. But I realized the only way for me to truly heal is for me to let the trauma go, face it and let it go. You know, I need to let it go in order for me to be happy. And that's why I block people, because yesterday on Instagram, I blocked this guy that was trying to talk to me. And I was like, you know why I did it? Because I will say this. I did it for one, because he still likes me, for one. Two, this guy had admitted to me that all he wanted was sex with me anyway. Three, I didn't really, there was no connection there, truthfully. And then this is, I'm in a relationship now. So out of respect for my boyfriend, I don't want certain people on my Instagram, because you're not, if you're on my Instagram, you're not helping me. If you're talking about my relationship, if you're discrediting my boyfriend, if you're doing all kinds of foolish, stupid things to affect my relationship, you're not really here for me. You know what I'm saying? And I want to protect my relationship at all costs. This relationship means a lot to me. I've worked hard to get here, to finally be with somebody that wants what I want, and I don't want anything to affect that. And I think a lot of times when we let outside things get into our relationship, it messes it up. So I don't want anyone coming between my relationship with my boyfriend at all, you know. don't want anything affecting that. No negative energy, no nothing. I just want it to continue to be the way that it is and allow me to be happy. And that's what I want to do. You know, right now it's about me being happy, and that's all I really care about. You know. And I don't really care about any outside things that are going on. You know, I just don't. I just care about the present of right now and the moments that I'm able to live in right now. You know, that's all I truly really care about. And that's all I want right now in my life is just truly just to be happy. You know, that's what matters to me right now. It's just me being happy and me protecting my energy and me doing the right things, you know. And I see behavior in myself that, hey, I need to change this. I need to change that. I need to change that narrative. You know, I do see that. And I think sometimes I feel like my boyfriend, he's being tough on me. But I think it's more so him just, you know, him not, it's not him really, like, being hard on me. It's more so I think he sees potential in me that I don't see in myself. He sees things that I don't see, and he wants me to be my best, and he wants me to be the best that I can be and learn and grow and do all the right things. And I respect it, I really do. And I know sometimes I fight him on it, but I realize that he has my best interest at heart, and he just wants the best for me, you know. And he wants me to be a good person at the end of the day. And I'm learning and I'm growing from him. I really am, you guys. Like, I'm learning and I'm growing. And, you know, I don't know. That's all I can say. Like, I'm human, and I'm going through things like anyone else, but I'm just learning and growing from these experiences. But, you know, life is about taking chances, and I kind of realize that now. I realize that you have to take chances with people. I realize that you have to go for it. You have to do what makes you happy. I think a lot of times we don't see what love looks like, or in our mind we have this one image of what it's supposed to look like or what it's supposed to be. But I think sometimes the image that we have, like my boyfriend always says, this fairy tale image is not really real, because no relationship is perfect. And I think that I need someone like my boyfriend in my life, because he does push me to want to be better. Despite the times where I'm like, oh, you get on my nerves. But he pushes me to be better. He wants the best for me. He wants the best for my daughter. He sees my potential. He sees things in me that I don't see in myself. And he, like I said, that's why sometimes I say he's hard on me, because I think he sees that in me. And what I don't see in myself, he sees. And he wants me to reach that potential of being happy. And because he's been here before, and he knows what it's like to deal with mental health issues, and he just wants the best for me. And I think a lot of times I'm hard on him. I'm hard on him too sometimes about certain things, like communication and doing this and doing that. And it's like, why am I so hard on this person? This person really genuinely cares about me. They really love me. They really want the best for me at the end of the day, you know. And I want the best for myself too. And I think it's time that I take charge of my happiness. It's time that I do what I'm supposed to do and do all the right things and make things happen. It's time for me to do the right thing, you know. I gotta change the narrative. I feel like a lot of times we're writing our story in our book. We're the author of our story. We're the author of how it begins and how it ends. And just because the beginning is rocky doesn't mean the ending can't be beautiful. And I think in my story, the beginning was rocky, but as I'm writing and writing and writing my story, the ending can be beautiful. And I think that that's just what it is, you know. I
think therapy is teaching me that. I think I'm just trying to be a better person for my daughter. I'm just trying to grow and learn. You know, and a lot of other things are happening, so it's all there. But you know, another thing I want to throw out there, my therapist was like, oh, are you guys meeting each other's families yet? I mean, my boyfriend and I, like I said, our schedules are crazy. My family, of course, knows about him. They want to meet him. They can't wait to meet him. Like I said, it just hasn't happened as of yet. But I'm one of those people, I don't believe you need to rush to meet people's families right away, especially when you're in the beginning stages of a relationship. But our parents have crazy schedules as well. Like, his mom wanted to meet me, I think, a week ago, but she was unable to because she got called into a work shift, so she couldn't meet me. And then, like I said, him meeting my family, usually when he's, you know, a lot of times we're mostly on his side of town because he lives an hour away, so mostly I'm over there. He comes to my side of town sometimes too, but I'm mostly on his side of town. So, and the weekend he was supposed to meet my family and come over, my parents weren't home because they went to a retirement party for my dad's cousin. So it's like, when we do try to make plans to meet each other's family, something ends up happening, and hasn't happened yet, but it will. My therapist is like, are you gonna do that? I'm like, eventually, yeah, but right now I don't know. Like, I don't have any, like, it's something that will happen when it's supposed to happen. It's like, you know, and like, far as meeting my daughter, like, he has talked to her on the phone, but they haven't met yet. You know, I'm funny about that too, you guys. Like, I think when you're dating, the person should meet your daughter, but I also think it shouldn't be rushed either. So eventually they will meet, and I'm not in a rush for that either. You know, they're gonna meet eventually, and I'm all for it when they do. We're actually just talking about that yesterday. We're talking about taking my daughter to the arcade and the movies and stuff, so hopefully we'll do that soon. You know, it just hasn't happened yet, but we're getting close to it. Our schedules are just, like I told you guys, our schedules are so crazy. And then when we do get together, it's always like, I just want to be alone with you. So, yeah, I don't know. But we're getting there. But I would say this, don't feel like you have to be rushed to meet somebody's family. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. So, you can't rush time. Even though my therapist was like, you should do it for the holidays. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try, but I don't know. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing for New Year's Eve this year, you guys. Like, because I didn't expect to get a boyfriend around this time of year. But I think last year I just stayed with my family. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I mean, it's not really much you can do for the new year. I kind of want to go out and do something, though. I wouldn't mind, like, going to, like, out to do something for New Year's Eve, though. I really wouldn't mind. That'd be, like, super cool to, like, be able to go out for New Year's Eve and just do something fun. Because I think my job is closed that day, I believe. Or if we're not, we leave early. So I might do something for New Year's Eve, but I don't know. I just have to figure it out. I don't have it planned out yet. Like, at least not right now. Eventually, yeah, I want to do something for New Year's Eve, but so, yeah, I'm figuring out the holidays. I don't really have the holidays planned out right now in my head. I don't know what I'm going to do for the holidays, you guys. It's like, I don't know. So, but I don't think about all those things yet. The holidays are coming, yeah, granted. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I feel like my boyfriend's probably going to be with his family. I'm going to be with my family. I don't know yet. We might see each other on Thanksgiving, but right now I'm not sure, like, how it's going to all work out or plan out or pan out. I don't know yet. I need to go Christmas shopping, you guys. Usually I do my Black Friday shopping online, but I don't know. I kind of want to go shopping. Like, I wanted to go to Target last night, but where my boyfriend lives, like, literally, where he lives is, like, in the middle of nowhere, kind of. And, like, the Target was, like, 30 or 25 minutes away, and I was just like, forget it. I'm not even going. I was like, why is the Target so far away? So, yeah. But definitely next time, I told him, like, we're going to come to my side of town and we're going to go to Target because I want to do some shopping. Yeah, we'll probably go shopping at Target because I want to go to Target. But yeah, I don't know, you guys. I'm grateful for everything that I have right now in my life, even if it's not perfect. I have, like, I was telling my therapist, like, you know, she was asking what I'm grateful for, you know, and I just said, you know, I have a house, I have a car, I have my daughter, I have family, I have friends, I have a job, I have income. And some people don't have that and they wish they did, because, and that's the blessing. Some people don't have these things. So when I think about my depression, I think about the things that bug me and the things that get to me, I think about just be grateful for the things that I do have and that God has blessed me with. And I'm blessed. I can't say. So a lot of times when I think about my depression, I got to start thinking about the things that I have that most people, you know, wish they had and would give anything to have. You know, we got to be grateful for what we do have. And like I said, I just want to change the narrative and change the narrative of a lot of things. I want to change a lot of the things that I've done and the mistakes that I've made and decisions I've made because I shouldn't have made them, you know. So it's kind of like I have to change that narrative and do things differently in my relationship out of respect for my boyfriend, because I don't want to ever hurt him. He's such a good guy. He really is, you guys. He is, you know, and you know, I trust him. I don't think he would ever cheat on me or hurt me. He's always like telling me, take my phone, go through my phone. I'm like, what? Like last night, he's like, take my phone. I'm like, what? And so it's funny because he got a text last night and I was looking at his phone and he was like, I'm gonna take my phone and read it. I'm like, no. He's like, you can look through my phone. I don't care. He's like, I have nothing in there. I'm like, nothing that I'm hiding. I'm like, I believe you. And that's the thing I love too. Because a lot of men, I'm gonna be real with you, they will not let you see their phone. They keep their phone locked up. They don't want you in their phone. My boyfriend literally has no lock on his phone, for one. Two, he doesn't, every time like we're driving or anything, and he's like, has the map on his phone, he'll be like, you want to take my phone? And he'll always make comments like, you can look through my phone, I don't care, I have nothing to hide. And he's always saying that. And you don't meet a lot of men like that. Most men are going to be like, you ain't going through my phone, because they have stuff to hide. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing when you can be like that with your partner, when you can, you know, have that open access to your phone and stuff. And I don't care if anybody goes through my phone, because I'm not doing anything, you guys. I'm really not. And I don't believe in cheating. I'm not a cheater. I hate cheaters. And, you know, he's the same way. So it's just a beauty. It's a blessing in disguise. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep on doing what I've been doing and just try to make some changes to myself and how I do things, and just try to be a better overall person, like a better daughter, a better mom, a better girlfriend. Just work on myself daily and try to make the changes that I need to make to be better. And that's all I really can do, you know, make the changes to be better, because there's nothing else I can do. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. And I'm not going to stress over the little things that I've been stressing over, like the silly things that don't mean anything, like if my boyfriend doesn't text back right away and silly stuff like that. It's kind of like, you know, he's at work, Sherelle. Why are you freaking out? And like all those little things that I've been letting affect me, I'm not going to let those things affect me anymore, because I don't want it to and because it doesn't matter, you know? So it's a lot of learning lessons and things that I have to learn and have to go through to be a better person in general and just to change my ways about my depression and anxiety. But truthfully, like I said, I'm happy in my relationship. I really am. And, you know, and like I was telling my therapist, this is like the first time in a year that I met someone that truly wanted what I wanted. And my therapist was the one that said, try Bumble out. And so I went on Bumble like she asked me to, like she told me to. And it was, surprisingly, I couldn't get any hits for a while. Like I didn't find anyone I connected with. And then like I said, that one day that I met my boyfriend, like that was the best day of my life on Bumble, because like I said, and I never will forget, like I said, how he approached me when he said to me, this is what I want. I want a relationship. I want marriage. This is what I'm looking for. And that's what really drew me in. And I think about that every day pretty much, and how we met, because it was beautiful, you know, and the way it happened was beautiful. And I'm grateful, because I literally was feeling like when I met him, like in my mind, I felt like love and didn't exist. I felt like real, there was no good men out here to a certain extent because I hadn't met one. And then I met him and he wasn't like the other men who just wanted hookups, but he wanted something real. So, and yeah, so it's been a great journey so far, you know, and I'm just going to keep going. You know, I'm going to keep learning and growing from him and we'll keep going. And that'll be that. Yeah, so anyway, guys, I'm ending this because my nose is so stuffy. I'm almost going like close to 40 minutes on this episode, but I do want to say this before I end this. I pray that anyone out there dealing with mental health gets the help they need and they start to feel good. Just know that you're not alone. Keep pushing, keep going. Because someone out there hears you, I hear you, and I know that eventually your life is going to get better. I know that eventually, right now, it looks like things are bad, but things are going to get better for you, and you are going to live an abundant, beautiful life, and you will see that, and you will be happy, and things for you are going to change. It just takes time. It just takes time. All of it's about timing. And I pray for anyone out there who maybe wants to be in a relationship, wants to be loved, wants to be treated right, but they keep getting dead end, getting met with dead ends, and they can't meet the right person. I pray that you find that right person for you that loves you, that treats you good, that you don't have to, you know, bag them to do anything or ask them to be there because they just show up. And I never want anybody listening to me to bag a man to be there for you. Never do that. Never bag a man to be in your life. Never bag a man to do anything for you. Love yourself good and know that the right man, you don't have to bag him to do anything. He's just going to do it because he loves you enough to do it. I pray that you find love and you find hope and a happy place for you as well. All right, guys, I'm going to end this. Peace and love.